I stepped on a worn out dime. I bet a nickel I could tell if it was head or tail. I ain't gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. There's nothing gonna be alright no how. No matter how struggles strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Fluffy loaves of love, filled with goo white as a dove, must have been sent from heaven above.
Don't even take the rap.
4 inches long by an inch and an eighth by an eighth of an inch of yellows, yummy cake. How I love you. My Twinkie.
Who measures?
I love Twinkies. My license plate says hostess. I own 3/4 of their stock.
You know I do.
Though other people they may mock, I think they rock. Twinkies. Twinkies.
Yeah.
I love you, Twinkies.
Talk to me.
Twinkies.
Get
that white creamy goo.
Sweet Twinkie.
Oh, how I love you.
Yeah.
You're my Twinkie.
The white goo, baby.
Twinkie.
Oh, yeah.
Twinkie goo.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
I love my
goo.
Twinkie.
Twinkle, twinkle, little goo.
Yeah.
Twinkie.
What really excites both students and teachers about ARP synthesizers is the creation of their own compositions using sounds of their own invention that have never been heard before. But where does all this leave the millions of amateur musicians who just want to have fun entertaining their friends and family? The ARP Soloist is the only synthesizer designed to complement any home organ or piano. You can play the authentic sounds of nearly any musical instrument instantly. Listen to this rendition of San Antonio Rose, played by organist Dave Fredericks, using the ARP Soloist. In this recording, Dave accompanies himself and creates a one-man band using the cassette recorder in his organ. Dramatic impact on every aspect of today's music, chosen by discriminating musicians of all types for their ruggedness, ease of playing, and dramatic tonal quality, the ARP family of synthesizers leads the musical instrument industry forward into the age of the synthesizers.
Fortress in the sky, the cleft of life it holds. We live. people live here. Their armies still advance from the murky depths they rise. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream for the flesh they need tonight. Tonight, zombies roll, land of the dead. Tonight. Massive flames arise, they burn out of control in this monthly genocide. All they find a way inside, those who could escape had no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream. They need tonight. Zombies roll, land of the dead. Tonight. Tonight. Zombies roll, land of the dead. Tonight. Tonight. Zombies roll.
Yeah. grew, peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained and sent by the Alliance to bring back Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined by the light that falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The Dabarist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63 clear. 11A21 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
1A54 clear. 1B1 standby.
L20 roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a Department of Public Works.
1A54, clear. 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I came up with more secrets to tell you today. These are my confessions. Slipped my mind the last 2 times, silly me. So now I gotta give you part 3 of my confessions. First I told you about the skank that I was cheating with. Then I mentioned she's having my kid. That's not all. Now I recall more, you see. So I'll give you part 3 of my
confessions.
Now this gon' be thing I think I ever had to do. Gonna tell you everything I left out of parts 1 and 2. Like, remember when I told you that I knew Pauly Shore? Pauly Shore, that's a lie, I don't know what I said that for. I borrowed your chapstick
from you
without asking, oh, and I tried out your nose hair trimmer
too.
And by the way, your diamond ring is cubic zirconium. I killed your goldfish accidentally, just replaced it with another one.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I need to get some off my chest.
These are my
confessions.
Slipped my mind the last 2 times,
silly me.
Now
I guess I gotta give you part 3 of my confessions.
Threw up on your dog last time I had too much to drink. There've been times when I peed in your sink. Don't know why, but you and I should agree that belongs in part 3 of my
confessions.
Still trying to figure out why you used a toothbrush to clean off the bathroom grout. Oh, and sometimes in private,
Really like to dress up like Shirley Temple and spank myself with a hockey stick.
Hockey stick. My boss thinks I'm a jerk. Didn't get that raise. I haven't changed my underwear in 27 days.
And when I'm kissing you, I fantasize you're a midget.
I'm so sorry, Debbie. I mean, Bridget.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I got a few more secrets I'd like to convey.
These are my confessions.
Since my mind.
The last
my
few mind. Times, silly me.
I gotta give you part three of my
confession.
Gave you buttered toast I dropped and picked up off the floor.
FYI, it was not a cold sore.
Not a cold sore.
It's my bad.
Hope you're not sore at me.
Matter at me when even I finish by you, baby. Three of my
confession.
You don't know how hard it is for me to tell you this, but you remember that shirt you got me for my birthday? Well, I returned it for store credit. That thing was hideous. What were you thinking? Oh, by the way, I wasn't really sick last week. I just didn't want to go to your stupid office picnic. Oh, and when I told you at breakfast we were all out of Rice Krispies, what I meant was, there was only enough left for me. Sorry.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, I thought of some more things that should scare you away.
These are my confessions.
Slipped my mind the last two times, silly me. I guess I gotta give you part three of my
confessions.
And then I wiped it on your cat. And I lied. Yes, that dress makes you look fat.
Anyway,
I shouldn't say anymore till I gave you part four of my
confession.
I mean, I'm just getting started here. I'm not even halfway down the list. This thing could go on for...
Hey, where are you going? Honey? What? Was it something I said?
Thank you. Looking for Alo rukno mi demgal, flakai ko demgal. Alo rukno mi gandal, flar mo ti gandal. Alo rukno mi demgal, flar mo ti gandal. Alo rukno mi demgal, 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 flakai ko demgal. Eno dalo mi no watch mi mi bagal, mi salo habi yodo. Alors que
pray for world peace. 1 minute every day, everyone should pray for peace, world peace. You will love this world we're in now. The feeling will be great beyond your dream. To live in peace with no more wars, just to have peace forevermore. Pray for world peace. 1 minute every day, everyone should pray for peace, world peace.
Out here and sing it with me.
Come on out.
This is a democratic show.
Come on,
everybody. Come on, Bobby.
Michael, Bobby, come on. Bobby, you stand right here, baby. Right here.
Okay.
Right here.
Everybody, ready? Come on, everybody. Anybody want to come out here? Come on. You know what? You know the song? He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got you and me, brother, in his hand. He's got you and me, sister, in his hand. He's got you and me, brother,
in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole
wide world
in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the itty bitty baby in his hand.
He's got the itty bitty baby
in his hand. He's got the itty bitty baby
in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world
in his hand.
He's got the whole wide world
in his hand.
He's got the whole world
in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
Yeah.
Hey, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Well.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Thank you.
was headed